Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're back with the Luke and Pete Show. It's a Thursday. Lukey Moore, have you been enjoying our newfound freedoms? Have you gone to the pub? Have you rolled around on the ground with six of your friends in the park? What have you been up to? Lovely old job.
Is rolling around the ground not allowed? Because I'm in big trouble if it isn't.
I don't know. I think forward rolls are fine. Cartwheels, big no-no, because that is spraying some sputum all over the gaff.
I can't do a cartwheel. I mean, I think you know I can't do a cartwheel.
There's a scene in the US Office where Creed says his dream is to one day do one perfect cartwheel. And I can't remember where I was with my partner, and I said, I'm going to do one perfect cartwheel. Harder than you remember, the old cartwheels.
Oh, I remember exactly
harder
how hard it is. That
they're so... I'm so much heavier than I was as a child, and yeah. I was out of breath just doing one cartwheel.
You just kind of... I think the thing about it is, also, I think you just kind of calcify and become more dense as you get older. So don't worry about what the scales tells you, for lots of different reasons. But I think the older you get, just the more dense you get anyway. There must be something in that, because I always feel really heavy.
What is the whole deal about when I get up, I'm like a certain amount of weight? I'm on the scales, I'm a certain weight, and then during the day I sort of oscillate between two lower numbers and then go back up again.
Oh, really?
In the evening.
I don't know, it's really weird. I thought you were going to say the opposite, and I was going to say it's because of you taking on food and water.
Yeah,
and stuff.
That's what I don't understand. How I can lose so, like, a considerable amount. Maybe it's just my scales are broken, but I just can't figure it out. I sort of oscillate between two different numbers.
When you start to go on like a fitness regime, or you start to go into like a calorie deficit to lose weight, you lose a really quick amount. You lose quite a lot quickly, because I think your body's starting to readjust, because you lose a lot of water, which is being retained, and you lose a lot of food. So basically you go for like shits and stuff, and that's why you can lose quite a bit in the first few days, and then it starts to even itself out. And after a couple of weeks you kind of hit a thing where your body starts to get used to it and you don't lose weight as quick. But I think they do say to you, if you are monitoring your weight via the scales, you should weigh yourself the same time each time, because otherwise it's going to fluctuate wildly, you know.
Weird.
Why are you trying to lose weight anyway, Dawson? There's nothing of you, mate.
Because I'm cracking off for 12 stone, mate, and that is not good for someone who's 5'8". That is, I got high blood pressure. That's not good. But I am finding that my little elliptical trainer, played a bit of football last week, the week before. Felt fine before it, felt fine after it, felt fine during. It must be doing something. I'm not losing any weight, but I'm certainly feeling a little fitter, feeling like I've sort of done stuff.
I'm not sure if I've told you this before, but I'm doing regular personal training with Laura Kirk of Berkhamsted Revisited/Revisiting.
Oh, right.
And she is an absolute hard ass.
What is she doing? Is she leading the personal training?
Yeah, so she qualifies as a personal trainer as well.
Right.
And because throughout lockdown you were able to visit one person, see one person outside your household bubble for exercise, I was able to meet her outside and do like high intensity interval training and stuff. But the thing is, she is obviously shorter than me and slimmer than me, but she's about 50 times harder than me. So you just have to do it. She's really good at it, because she doesn't take any shit. Basically, and so I've been doing that regularly since the turn of the year now. So in terms of fitness, I don't feel unfit. I went for a run last weekend, knocked off about 7k fairly easily, not any great pace or whatever, because I'm not a very fast runner, but I can do it. And so fitness wise I feel okay, but I'm the same as you. I think our lifestyles have changed so markedly since what's happened, that I think in a normal working day, for example, pre-pandemic, I'd knock off 10,000 steps easily because I'd be going to the office and coming home again, and it's just it's just part of your base level, isn't it? And now it's impossible to manufacture that unless you actively go outside to fucking build up those steps, which is really hard because you're not doing it for any particular reason. So you've got to squeeze it into the day, et cetera, et cetera. So I think it is really difficult. I'm pushing on for 16 stone. And I know I'm 6'3", but I mean, even so, it's still quite a lot. And so it's difficult to keep it up, really. I think everyone's had their lives changed quite a lot.
I put together some flat pack furniture last week in the office, and I'm quite tired after it.
I bet.
It was only like three planks of wood. I was like, this is really tiring. I don't like it.
What were you building? That shelving unit?
Shelving unit, yeah.
Looks pretty good, though. I saw it yesterday.
I've got my trinkets on there. I reckon I could be a really good set... not a set designer, but, you know...
Set dresser?
Well, yeah, I guess a set dresser, because I've got a lot of shit in my garage. I've got like
a typewriter. Did you say that in your interview?
If somebody went, Peter, have you got a typewriter, a vintage typewriter? I go, yes, I've got a vintage typewriter. Peter, have you got an iMac from 2000? I'll say, yes, I've got one of those.
You're like old man Stepton.
A clamshell blue one. Honestly, it's like, have you got like a little weird Chinese baby your friend bought you from Chinatown around the corner from your house? Yes, I've got one of those. I've just got a lot of trinkets and bits and bobs, and I can sort of take any set on a journey east or west.
You should present to me every Luke and Pete show a new thing from your garage and talk me through it. But that is how most interviews for jobs as set dressers start. They say, right, why don't you tell us exactly how you'd be so good at this job? And you start by saying, well, basically, I've got a lot of shit in my garage. And I think it will come in really handy. And then you put the quiz over to them. Ask me anything, any item, and I bet you I've got it. And they say, have you got a multi-pack of unsold toothbrushes? And you say, yes, I have. Have you got a briefcase with an LED display on it? Yes, I have. Mm. Have you got a model of a satellite? And you say, yes. And it carries on forever. So what have you taken from the garage and put in our office, the office that we share? What have you taken from your garage and put in there?
To be honest, only three things. A Zentac or Zatac, old Soviet camera, a typewriter, a little Chinese baby, and a couple of books that sum up a couple of things, like, you know, a couple of projects we work on, like a filmy one.
That could have been worse.
Japan one. That could have been worse. It could have been me going, you know what? I'm moving out soon, so let's get rid of a load of shit. I didn't do that. I just got some choice little trinkets that would add something to the general circumstance of the office, I suppose.
And how is the house move going, by the way? I meant to ask you about that.
Visited it. Turned out I think I spoke about it before. Turned out the surveyor was a bit mad. He was very obsessed with radiators that he said didn't work, but then we came around and said they did work. It's all full steam ahead. I've got to get a Sparky around to check out the wires. I've got to get if an electrician is a Sparky, what's a gas fitter? What's he called? Oh, a pipey.
A smelly.
Pipey boy.
A pipey smelly.
I don't know.
I thought you were going to say carpenter, because I was like, yes, I know that. Chippy.
Chippy, I don't know. So I've got to get that sorted out. And I think we're all golden, to be honest. I've discovered that they've got a Cat 5 network cable going from the outside little outhouse kind of studio thing to the indoor. I was quite excited about that.
That was your equivalent of Alan Partridge putting the dining room table out going, yes, it's an extender.
Yes, it's an extender.
Fantastic. So you're going to have your own little outhouse office as well?
Going to have a little outhouse office that will probably be quite cold and probably quite loud, but hopefully... it might sound a little bit better than this room. So, Luke and Pete Shaw, a go, my friend.
You sound fine to me, mate. I'll be looking forward to seeing you in a new background. It's always good. I've got some news. Do you want to hear it?
I would like to hear some news.
I'm going to the pub tomorrow.
Oh, Lukey Moore. Friday night pub party with Lukey Moore.
I'm going
What's
after work.
About then?
I've got a meeting at 4. Once that's finished, I'm going to the pub. I've booked him and my friend Jimmy. He's local pub. It's not going to be very busy. It's all very well... geared up for COVID protocols. I went there last time the pubs were open outside. Had a lovely time, had a good few pints of Guinness, nice table, little patio heater if needed. He has put the hours in at that local, to say the least, so he gets very well treated. And I'll come along as a part of that.
Oh, fantastic.
So basically, I'll be a day tripper that everyone's going to be pissed off about, but I won't be seen as one, which is perfect for me, really.
Nice, I like it. So how did you manage to sort of get in? Did Jimmy sort of sort it out himself?
He booked it up. No, he booked it up properly above board.
Right, okay. Nice.
I think he might have booked himself in every day this week.
But look, it's been a while, and I think that the Europeans are laughing at us, the French are giggling at us because...
Oh, they always are, aren't they, bloody French?
We're not having a truck driver blockade.
Yeah.
They're criticising the British for wanting to go back at the pubs. But apparently, yeah, we're all waiting for the pubs to open. And we are all waiting for
Why are they criticising us on the week that our sweet prince passed away?
DMX.
Oh, we're a republic now. DMX. Pathetic. Yeah, exactly. We know how much we love DMX. I actually added Rough Riders Anthem to my everyday playlist on Spotify.
Well, the tribute.
I think it's what he would have wanted.
It's what he would have wanted, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. So anyway, pub will be good. I've yet to be convinced by the people who say that you can get a good pint of Guinness in a can these days. For me, it's not quite the same. I want a Guinness poured into a pint glass, and I want to be able to drink it in a pub. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Mm. I would very much enjoy drinking a nice big sort of Stella Artois in a walkabout. That's what I'm waiting for.
Or a Wetherspoons.
I'm not really Wetherspoons. What's the? Am I allowed as a weak sort of wet boy? Am I allowed to enjoy a walkabout? Who are they owned by?
Well, they've both got dirty pipes. Walkabout and Wetherspoons have both got dirty pipes, in my opinion. So
yeah, well, I mean, very much in your opinion.
Because I'm not say that. I probably can't say that, can I? As a wet boy, what do you mean by a wet boy? Because you're very liberal.
Worries about things.
Oh, who's Walkabout owned by is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, exactly. Who they owned by? Because we don't like. Because obviously, but there are so many options with the common British pub. We don't have to go to a Walkabout. We don't have to go to Wetherspoons, do we? We can make an ethical or semi-ethical choice.
It's owned by a as of 2016. Apparently, it's owned by a venture capital company, I guess. By the person who
they've never done anything wrong.
They also own Slug and Lettuce, apparently.
Don't mind a Slug and Lettuce. Great food options, usually.
Can I just say, what I do is whenever I find something that you like, for the purpose of this show, I put the name of the thing that you like into Google, followed by the words ownership controversy. To see what comes up. But apparently they were just bought out because they were making a loss. I don't think there's anything controversial there.
Someone found a slug in their food. Awful.
But I don't think many people actively... Okay, let me rephrase that. I don't think many people other than Australians under the age of 25 actually actively seek out a Walkabout, do they?
No, but I'm just saying that's what I would like. I would like a cold Stella or cheap lager in a Walkabout, and I want to watch some hurling on the telly.
Right, okay. So you want to go to... You were talking about O'Neill's then, really, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess so. We're hurling or Aussie rules football, whatever. I'll take anything. Ice hockey. I'll watch ice hockey in a sticky-floored walkabout with a load of shouting people.
There's a Canadian one. There's a Canadian one called the Maple Leaf, isn't there, in town as well?
Oh, is that the one...
But that's not a chain, I don't think.
Is that the one next to the South African shop?
Yes, it is.
It's sort of in Covent Garden.
It's Covent Garden, yeah. It's in Covent Garden.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I cannot wait.
The last time I went to the Maple Leaf, right, it would have been, for those of you listening who aren't familiar with London, it's in Covent Garden, which is like one of the central shopping districts in London. You wouldn't go there, I don't think, necessarily if you were a Londoner for a few beers, because it'd be really busy and it's expensive. But anyway, I was there because I was early for a meeting. So I went into the pub and to kill a half an hour, and it was about probably 2 p.m. and the first thing I saw in the Maple Leaf was sick on the floor.
It's a great start. It's a great start to the day.
Now, I'm not suggesting I don't clean things up properly. I imagine it only just happened and they weren't being negligent or anything like that, but it was the first thing I saw. Well, I understand it can happen in the pub, but at 2 in the afternoon on like a Wednesday, I thought that was a bit much.
I think that's a great idea. Like, do all of your heavy drinking in the morning, vomit at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, get your head down for a few hours.
Good point.
Have another day of it in the evening. That's 2 days of it.
Have you been hanging out with Alan Brazil?
Oh, Lordy. Right, let's hit ad break. We got some emails to get through because you guys have been good enough to give us your time and chuck over your dispatches. We'll be back in a second with more of that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Join us on the Football Ramble as we explore the ridiculous world of football. We bring in-depth analysis of the biggest moments, like Bruno Fernandes' one-eyed penalties.
Sounds like a Metallica song.
Yeah, it does.
Obviously, one eye open.
But if you have one eye closed, you know your perception. So imagine if you tried the dink and it just like went like 2 feet in front of him.
Yeah. Every weekday, we cover the good, the bad, and the Newcastle.
Although Shelby wasn't surprised either. He said the way they play isn't great.
And you couldn't fucking beat him, could you?
Could Shelby be the mole?
Didn't Bruce accuse the mole of treason?
To the Geordie Nation.
Yeah.
Putting the football world to rights.
If you want to put a message on a T-shirt under your shirt, slag it off your mind.
Yeah.
That is an absolute minefield in the dressing room.
Don't worry, lads. I'll put it in another language. Do you know how many languages that man speaks?
Not with Roy. That won't with Roy.
We're here with the biggest stories from the sport we love, and we want you to get involved too. Search the Football Ramble on your favourite podcast player to listen now.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Oh, Lukey Moore's just coughed a lung up. It is the Luke and Pete Show. We're back with your emails. If you want to get in touch with this show, the Luke and Pete Show, whenever you fancy, 24/7, our lines are open and our operators are waiting for your emails. It's hello at lukeandpeteshow.com. You can also get in touch via Twitter at Luke and Pete Show. And we got an email from Pilot Neil. Pilot Neil, who got back in touch, Lukey Moore.
Yeah, yeah. Do this, and then I'm going to do the battery brands. So I've got to do that on a Thursday, or the listeners get annoyed.
Oh, you know what?
Me.
Well, all right. I'll do the battery brands first because that's something we always have to get through on a Thursday.
Okay, fine. All right, I'll do that now. Then. I was just making a bit of note. I was just making a note of something, but I had to do it on a piece of kitchen roll because I had no paper. It's taken me ages.
Oh, no.
Right, battery brands. Here we go. Ben Salvage, Peter, can you let me know if you think any of these are a new player? Ben Salvage, hello to you, Ben, has sent in some judo batteries. Judo.
Judo.
I think they are new.
I think they are new. I don't recall a judo. The idea of like a battery in like a white kind of smock throwing another battery through a window. Fantastic.
Yeah, so that is a new player entering the game. Well done to you, Ben. Maja, whose name, she always emails in, and I always pronounce her name wrong. I'm very sorry, Maja. If it's Maya or Major, whatever, you know who you are. Thank you very much for getting in touch. She sent in a set of pink Tadiran batteries. Pink, that's Tadiran. T-A-D-I-R-A-N.
Tadiran. Yeah, that's a new player for me. That is a new player. Put it in the new player box.
I don't think that's Maja's first new player either. Well done to her. And Dan Letts has sent in Tinko batteries that I don't think are new players. And Zlingli, X-L-I-N-G-L-I, Zlingli.
Zlingli.
I think they are new.
Zlingli sounds new. Tinko sounds like a British company trying to sound like a Chinese giant, you know, or a Japanese
yeah.
giant. You know what I think?
Yeah,
it sounds like the TV show Tinko.
Yeah, I do. So I'm going to give you Zlingli, Dan, but we're not going to give you Tinko. So three new players, though. Well done. A very good yield. Pete, it's over to you and Pilot Neil.
Yes, Pilot Neil's got in touch with the show. Dear Luke, dear Pete, just checking in as a response to your recent mention of Cocaine Bear a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
As I believe it was in response to that story I first got involved with this foul jamboree. Picking up on your hypothesis that aircraft get bumped around in clouds because they're full of snow and rain, it's more because the fact that some clouds are formed by vertical movements of air, and it's those updrafts and downdrafts that we feel as turbulence as we fly through them. I think we've had turbulence described to us or explained to us about 15 times on this show.
Yeah.
We will not learn.
No.
It can be a little uncomfortable, so we do our best to avoid them using the weather radar. Like most people, I'm not doing much actual flying at the moment. The only reason it is I was in the simulator is because, as a minimum, captains are required to do one takeoff and one landing every 35 days just to keep things ticking over. Fortunately, these simulators are so realistic nowadays that they can be used to fulfil that requirement. I've had a tootle around on Microsoft Flight Simulator recently.
How'd you get on?
I took off from Haneda Airport in Tokyo and then crashed my plane in to Ventfred Corfu's stadium in Corfu.
Why'd you do that?
I was trying to get closer, have a little peek.
Pilot Neil says, from the Costa Concordia.
I just want to have a little peek. As for who my employer is, well, Pete actually outed me on the pod a few years ago using my mole or using a mole within the organisation to check my credentials. Oh dear, I don't remember doing that. Search is the research that obviously goes into the show. Thanks as ever for all your hard work. Now go book some flights, will you, Pilot Neil? Pilot Neil will certainly be doing that as soon as we possibly can.
There's a lesson
we've been
here
told
for
we're not allowed to.
There's a lesson here for all of our listeners. If you get too close to us, we will find out potentially sensitive information about your job and follow you on Instagram and let out exactly what you're doing to all of our listeners. Sorry about that, Neil.
Sorry, Neil.
Yeah.
You'll be all right, mate. It's fine.
I like Neil on Instagram. He's a great follow. I enjoy following him. Okay, what about this from James Harmer, who... And by the way, to Pilot Neil, don't leave it another 6 months before you email us again. Bloody hell. We run out of pilots at this rate. James Harmer has emailed in with a very interesting... topic, and I've actually got this. This is all going to become clear. So he says he's an avid listener to the show, and he loves how the show evolves, but in other ways stays exactly the same, which I'm taking as a dig. But anyway, he says it occurs to him over his time listening that he might be the Australian version of Pete Donaldson, right?
Right, okay.
And he's listed 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 behaviours which make him like you. right? Now, what I'd like to do, Peter, I know you're looking at the email as well, but what I'd like to do is I would like you to attribute a points value to each of these behaviours, because you're the authority here, and then we'll total up James's points total at the end and give him a mark out of... in fact, you know what? Because there's 11, we could probably just give him a mark out of 9 for each one. And then we'll see how many, effectively it'll be out of 99, but effectively out of 100, how many points percentage-wise he is like you. All right?
Yep, that works for me.
Okay, so I'll listen to you one at a time, and each one you give a mark out of 9, okay?
Okay, cool.
First one, doesn't like food fetishization. What do you mark that out of 9?
I think that's a pretty good kind of like connection to me. I think that's an 8 for me.
An 8, okay. Mm. Number 2, loves a fizzy lager.
That's an 8 as well. That sums me up quite nicely. Lager, doesn't like to arse about with food too much.
So these are all picked answer behaviours that he thinks he sees in himself. Number 3, he always needs an antacid.
I've not had quite as many recently as I have in the past. So okay. I'm putting that down to about a 5.
Okay, no problem. Five. Number 4, he's a certified Japanophile. Loves all things Japan.
Yeah, okay, that's a 9. That's right up there.
Okay, still there. That's been consistent.
He's getting high points here.
James says, I don't like putting people out and I'm always overly polite. That's a 9 for me.
That's up there, yeah.
9?
I'm so polite, I'm rude.
I agree with that. this is number 6. I use my oven as a cupboard. You don't do that anymore, do you?
Don't do that anymore. I use my oven as an oven. I'm proud that that's the old Pete.
finds himself uncomfortable in shops.
Yeah, always uncomfortable in shops. Hate being there, hate the people who work there, just hate everything about it. You would not see me outside Primark on Monday. Everyone's complaining about all those people outside Primark. Why is everyone having to go at people buying socks and pants in Primark? It's all very weird.
What are you giving?
For my money.
What are you giving out of 9?
That's an 8. That's an 8 as well.
Yeah, I agree. I've been in the shop with you. I think that's fair. Loves Chinese food. Loves a succulent Chinese meal.
Yes, 9, please. 9.
No, yeah, still
this
9.
This guy could possibly be the Australian me, definitely.
Well, we're going to find out. He says he always leaves his Airbnb or his hotel spotless.
Yeah, clean as a pin was a recent review from me, about me rather.
What's that?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, that's a 9, that's a 9.
It's always the same, Pete. It's always the same. 9.
All right, okay. Oh, I mean, they're all pretty high.
He says, I maintain a big box of wires that I can never throw out. Do you still do that?
No, I'm quite ruthless with my wires these days, but I still have a huge EU mountain of wires. Still there.
Let's give that a 6.
Okay.
And the final one is, he was devastated when the Australian version of Maplin's, called Dick Smith's, closed down because it was a great place to go shopping.
Dick Smith's. Oh, so that's why the battery brand Dick Smith's.
I guess so. It must be,
recently. That must be it, yeah.
I think you were devastated when Maplin's closed down. I think you don't want to be too coy about this. I think, to me, that's a solid 7.
Yeah, I'd say right now I don't think I'd live near a Maplin's, but when I lived in central London, it was a real... If you needed something fixed and you needed it fixed now, it's a real miss to the high street, to be quite frank, however expensive all this stuff was.
Well, all that considered, it means that our Australian listener and friend James Harmer has come back with a solid 80% peaked answer rating. He got 80 out of 99, which gives him a mark of just over 80%. He is probably someone with the highest claim to be the Australian version of you. I've never seen a picture of him. I don't know what he looks like. I don't know what job he has. I don't know how successful he is in his life. But on those parameters alone, he is 80.5%-ish you.
If we ever need someone to cover for me when I'm on holiday, or we could have the Pete and Pete show.
That'd be amazing.
Pete Squared.
That'd be fantastic, wouldn't it? It'd just be incredible to listen to that. But thank you very much to James for taking the time to email that in.
Yeah.
Right, Peter, that's pretty much all I've got, unless you've got anything else you want to talk about. I'm done.
I'm pretty much done. I'm spent. I'm cleared out. I'm getting ready for a weekend of fun, hijinks, and I would very much like your review of the pub on Monday.
I will give you that, no problem. Right. So we both feel like we've had our conversational enemas and there's nothing left to give. We are empty. We are conversationally empty. Some would say that's been happening for years, but that would be rude. Thank you very much for sticking with us throughout this day's Thursday's episode of the Luke and Pete Show. We'll be back on Monday for more of this nonsense. Do check out all of producer Natalie's fine work over on Instagram and Twitter at Luke and Pete Show. Email us hello at Luke and Pete Show as well. And we will very much look forward to hearing from you again and speaking to you again next week. But chiefly, going to the pub, and we'll report back on that next week as well. Say goodbye, Pete Donaldson.
Goodbye.
It's a goodbye from me as well.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.